The Days of 98 show is the longest running show on Broadway Street in Skagway. The run started in 1923 at the Eagles Theater, and the new producers just wrapped the show's 98th season this week. The Eagles Theater on Broadway Street is a throwback to the pioneer days of Skagway. The stairs that lead to the costume room above the balcony creak with the memories of countless performers racing for costume changes. The walls smell of decades of popcorn butter and a hint of whiskey. In short, it smells, sounds, and feels like a classic theater. Charity Pomeroy and Meredith Schmidt inked a deal in December of 2019 to purchase the musical production that tells the story of famed con man Soapy Smith, from his reign as the biggest gangster in Skagway to his death during a shootout with vigilante Frank Reed. Little did they know, just a few short months later, the show would not go on. Skagway's Assembly had a special meeting that March and informed the community that a global pandemic might impact the cruise ship season.
So I knew it was getting crazy, but that was, of course, for everybody in town, just horrific.
That's Charity Pomeroy, one of the co-artistic directors of the Days of 98 show.
But even I, at that time, I feel like I was very Pollyanna. Like, okay, the season will start late. It might not start until mid-June. We can deal with that. That's fine.
But no cruise ships would visit in 2020.
When we went through and wrote our budget and wrote our plans, we had really thought, well, what happens if a catastrophe happens and we lose half the season? Could we still do the show? And yeah, financially, we were like, okay, this is how we could make it work.
Of course, they didn't lose half a season. They lost a full season. Then this year, news spread that cruise ships might return.
As soon as we knew that there were going to be big ships, we knew we had to do something. I mean, even if we only recouped $100, that's $100 less of loss that we would make. So anything for us was better than nothing.
But they had to find a way to do the show while keeping costs low, as the projected number of passengers coming to town was less than a tenth of a normal summer season. As the other co-artistic director Meredith Schmidt tells it, the two never planned on performing in the show, but they couldn't afford to bring a group of actors to Skagway this year.
We are totally performers, but we're a little past our Days of 98 show prime, if you know what I mean. But when push came to shove, we just looked at each other and said, okay, we got to do the Days of 98 show. We're going to be in it.
Schmidt played Squirrel Tooth Alice, and Pomeroy played Belle Davenport. They hired a local lodge owner to play the male lead of Soapy Smith. They brought a piano player up from Pennsylvania, hired a couple of lighting techs, and the show did indeed go on.
Hold it! Stop! Wait! Hold everything! There's one more item on the agenda before we start the show.
In total, the troupe put on 33 shows this summer, a far cry from the roughly 400 shows in a typical season. Some federal COVID relief money helped keep the lights on during the pandemic, but moving forward, the co-directors will look to next summer as their first true full season.
We can't wait to hire some fabulous actors to perform next year.
Looking back on this season, the new show owners see 2021 as a gift.
To have this kind of slow startup chance to learn literally everything about the show, from designing and running the lights, to directing the show, to performing in the show, to scooping the popcorn, to selling on the streets. You know, this was a total education. And so next year, hopefully we can hit the ground running. Bring them on.
The troupe just wrapped the 98th season of the Days of 98 show, and they're looking forward to the 100th anniversary in 2023. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.